It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you are safe. I hope you are well. I hope you're good. I hope you're smooth. I hope you're cool. And if you're not, damn it, I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. Yeah, but I've been hanging out since 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, on my very first show of 2025. It feels so good to be back. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, on SiriusXM Channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You could be in California or Alaska or Georgia or Florida. You could be in Pennsylvania. You could be in the snow. You could be in the mountains. I don't know where you are, but thank you for listening. And thank you to everybody watching us. Yes, you heard me correctly. Thank you to everybody watching us for the very first time on YouTube. Yeah, we are on YouTube. Yeah, the JR Sport Brief Show is streaming on the Infinity Sports Network. If you go to YouTube and you type in Infinity Sports Network, yeah, the show will pop right on up. You want to be a part of the show? It's easy. The phone number is here. It works. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. That is on X and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all of the damn places. That's where you can find me. Now, outside of all of that, we've had a very full show. Thank you so much in our last break. Thank you to Emery Hunt for joining us from CBS Sports HQ and Football Game Plan. Thank you to Jordan DeJohnny for joining us from CBS Sports to talk all things NFL. As you can imagine, after being away for about 2 weeks, you've had a lot of football to catch up on. Whether it happens to be the college football playoff, which is still ongoing, whether it be the NFL playoffs that get going this upcoming weekend. How about some of the playoff matchups that we got? How about the draft? How about some of these coaches in the NFL who have been fired over the past 24 hours? Somebody like, I don't know, Gerard Mayo. Last night, after beating the Buffalo Bills, this man was given the boot about an hour after the game concluded by Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft spoke to the media today, and he pretty much said, you know what? I feel bad. I feel sorry. Because I probably shouldn't have hired the damn guy in the first place. Listen to this lame-ass excuse.
This whole situation is on me. I feel terrible for Gerard because I put him in an untenable situation. I know that he has all the tools as a head coach to be successful in this league. He just needed more time before taking the job.
Hickey, doesn't that suck? Like, isn't that a miserable, like, if I'm Gerard Mayo, I'm like, man, screw you. Isn't that kind of backwards? Is it just me?
No, when you think of like the backstory of how it was talked about for what, 3 or 4 years before Belichick was fired, of he's the guy in waiting, he's going to replace Bill, he's the next guy. And then to have all that hype and belief, then to get 17 games, like, all right, get the hell out of here. You know, you're not ready for the job is not backwards, but yeah, it's deceiving to say the least.
Yeah, I'm like, if I'm man, I'd be like, screw you. You blew all this smoke up my behind and told me I'm the next guy up and I'm the guy behind Belichick. And then you fire me and then you got the nerve to go, oh, well, I shouldn't have hired him in the first place. And somebody else who wasn't in favor of this is someone who played with him. It's Robert Gronkowski. Yeah, Gronk, he actually made sense. He was on Fox after the firing got broken, and Gronk pretty much said, this makes no sense.
I was shocked by that, and to happen that soon was a shocker to a lot of people. I think it was unfair to Coach Jerod Mayo. I mean, he had never had the chance to develop as a head coach. He was just a rookie himself in that department. And if you judge a coach by their first year, that's really not appropriate. I mean, Jimmy Johnson, you went 1-15 your first year, and then you won a couple Super Bowls after that. I mean, he really...
Hey, we got to go to break.
All right, we're going to keep talking about that.
Yeah, we're getting
much more in the OT later.
Even Dan Campbell. Think about how close Dan Campbell was to getting the boot. And now here we are a couple of years later. This man has been one step away from the Super Bowl. He's going to an NFC Championship game. He's now a number one seed in the playoffs. And imagine where the Lions would have been if they said, you know what, Dan Campbell isn't the guy. Let's just fire him. You think the Lions would be where they are right now? You think Goff would be having this success? You think the city would be where they are right now? Sometimes you got to let things marinate. It's not so damn easy to go out there and win. And speaking of the Detroit Lions, their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, the New England Patriots have requested an interview with Ben Johnson, who, hey, I think he's kind of busy right now. He doesn't know who he's going to play because the Lions do have that number one seed. But I think he's pretty occupied. I still believe it is a foregone conclusion that Mike Vrabel is going to end up as head coach of the New England Patriots, especially given the fact that all of a sudden now Mike Vrabel is talking to the Jets. Who the hell wants to work for the Jets? Nobody. Oh, Rex Ryan wants to work for the Jets. Oh, I forgot about that. The New York Jets, they went out there and beat the Dolphins yesterday. Aaron Rodgers looked like he had a little bit of life in his body. And earlier today, Rex Ryan was on ESPN. He was everywhere. Rex Ryan has an interview with the Jets tomorrow. And Rex Ryan was pretty much telling everybody, yeah, I'm the right guy for the job. Bring me back.
You think you're going to get this job, right? You think you're going to be the next head coach of the Jets?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely, I do. And the reason I think I'm going to get it is because I'm the best guy. And it ain't close. The thing that you have to do, you have to connect with the football team. You have to connect with your fan base. And the way they play, that's the most important thing. Not just the X's and O's and all that. Look, this Ben Johnson, I love him. I absolutely love him. But I'm a better candidate for this job than he would be.
Oh, my goodness. Does he even want the job for the New York Jets? Who wants that job? The owner of the New York Jets, Woody Johnson, was telling everybody today, he's just like, my teenage son is not running the team. Who the hell? This man is competing for a Super Bowl championship. Why the hell would he want to go to the Jets? I would stay away from them like they are the plague. Jets are a bad team, bad organization, just like the Jacksonville Jaguars. They fired Doug Peterson today. And Doug Peterson, what did he have to work with? Really, I know they lost a lot of close games, but at the end of the day, I mean, the players that Trent Baalke, the general manager, selected, how many draft picks actually worked out? You know, we talk about the Lions. How about the Jaguars passed on Aiden Hutchinson, allowing him to go home and play for the Detroit Lions? I wish Hutchinson was actually playing this year. That's not the case. This is just terrible. Now Shad Khan has to hire a new head coach. Today he explained why he fired Doug Peterson.
As the season, progressed, obviously we weren't doing well. We were close, like yesterday, but not close enough to win the game. And then as I spoke to, Doug, even last week for a good length of time, I just came to the conclusion what we were doing was not working and a change in direction was needed.
Oh, man. Hickey, do you think he knows how football works?
I don't think he knows how good football works.
Ah, okay. He did think Urban Meyer, if I just slap him on the team, that would work.
Right.
Mm. I don't know. I know he's, no disrespect, he didn't grow up in America. I don't know. Is that an excuse? I just his decisions make it seem like he can just fix things. And I don't believe in that guy. I don't.
He's giving you a reason to believe.
I take his money, but I don't believe in him. You're right, Hickey. I couldn't even. And wouldn't you say that probably the best place to get a job? Right. Well, you got a quarterback. If you can fix Trevor Lawrence, if he can stay healthy, but then the GM is still there and they're probably going to fire him the first time something goes bad. It's just toxic all the way around.
It is tough because you're in an easy division with a quarterback that still has a lot of talent. And if you think you can get it out of him, that's a pretty good landing spot. Like you said, you got a weird owner GM dynamic. The roster's not very good otherwise outside of quarterback. It's tough.
It's pathetic. You know, we got some other coaches that stuck around today. Antonio Pierce is still the head coach of the Raiders for now. We have no idea what's going to happen with him. Brian Daboll is staying with the New York Giants. The GM, Joe Shane, is sticking around there. It looks like that they're going to get at least one more season to try to turn things around. It's just, and we're not even done yet, right? We don't know what the Dallas Cowboys are going to do. Like, Mike McCarthy is one day a great coach, and then the next day he's so great, but we don't know if we want him. Listen to what Jerry Jones had to say, this comedian.
I don't know that I am considering making a change, is really what I'm trying to say. The complimentary verbiage or the complimentary talk about him is, I think, fact. Mike's one of the best coaches that I think there is. He was made the coach here because I thought that, and he's done absolutely nothing to diminish my opinion of him as a coach.
I just don't know whether I want to keep him. Do I want to fire him? This is ridiculous, man. Dallas Cowboys are just a sitcom. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, let's go to Minnesota. Yeah, a Vikings fan, maybe? Let's talk to Sean. Sean, you're on the JR Sportbreeze Show. What's up?
How are you, JR? I call in frequently enough. I'm from Baltimore, but I live in Minnesota.
Okay, so, not a Vikings fan. Okay.
No, sir. No, sir. I like the other purple team.
Okay.
JR, I called your show a few weeks ago, right after the Ravens suffered a loss from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I had pointed out the obvious that Justin Tucker's issues are what cost them that game. You know, they lost that game by 2 points, two missed field goals, and an extra point by Justin Tucker and some other questionable calls throughout the field. After that game, JR, I said that the Ravens were not going to lose another game and that given the gauntlet that the Pittsburgh Steelers had to go through at that time, because at that time, that game had been their only divisional game. And the AFC North is the roughest brand of football. They weren't the best division this year, but they still remain, in my opinion, to be the roughest brand of football in the NFL. And okay. At that point, I think it was week 10.
We agree, Sean. Tell me about today. Tell me about today.
So going on, JR, I really do believe that the Ravens are going to be representing the AFC North come Super Bowl time.
Oh, the AFC, period. Not the North, but the AFC, period.
Oh, the AFC, period. Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Uh-oh. Oh, Hickey, what the hell happened? What happened? He hung up on himself, right?
Hung up on himself. Just like the Ravens in a big spot here in the last few years, came up short.
Hickey, there's video evidence. See, now people can't say there's video evidence of me just sitting here. I didn't do anything.
Check the tape.
You can check the tape. People are watching on YouTube. I didn't do nothing. I was encouraging him to I didn't press anything. I didn't do nothing. I mean, Emory Hunt said the same thing. Emory Hunt believes positively that the Ravens will finally get over the hump and go to the Super Bowl. Well, I think if we look at the accuracy and the improvement of Lamar Jackson, is that really that tough? What I need, not that I don't need it. I need everybody who called me, 5 years ago and who yelled and screamed about how Lamar Jackson is just a running back, how he'll never win anything. I need all them people to call me. Where are they? They're just like that guy who called me telling me that SMU was going to win the national championship. Maybe that's still something that can happen. Maybe I'm missing something. The Ravens can certainly win. I am not all that gung-ho on them. I'm Chiefs until the Chiefs get knocked out. That's it. But the Ravens, Patrick Mahomes can't win them all, right? Can't win them all. Is he going three-peat? I'm favoring it until it doesn't happen. Oh, Hickey, he wrote in the chat, if this is the guy, Sean, he said he got cut off. That's what he said.
Wow, that's impressive that he's able to get disconnected and run right to YouTube. That's a smart resource.
Oh, he says my wife was calling on the other line. Uh-oh.
Oh, probably a smart.
Smart man, right? Unless I say, forget your wife, talk to me, right? Can't do that.
And if he wants to be sleeping on the couch tonight, maybe he could say that.
Not my wife. I don't care what he does. Talk to me. Talk to your wife later. Send a text message.
That's you're only on for 4 hours. She's there 24 hours. You can talk to her whenever.
Talk to your wife whenever. Talk to me. I won't be here for another 24 hours. Come on now. Thank you, Sean, for calling. We believe in you and we believe in the Ravens. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When you're not on, they lose customers. Thank you, Captain. We got Ralph calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ralph?
Happy New Year to you, JR, and thank you for having me on your show.
To you as well.
I would say, yes, thank you very much. But yeah. I would like to say so far, the NFL has basically been a great season, even though it's still unpredictable as every year. But going to, I just want to comment on my team. So, which is the Dolphins. totally disappointed. I feel like right now, Mike McDaniel should not be focused on Tyreek Hill. And he should focus on really getting his team, because I feel like his team was the most unorganized, too many fouls on the field, basically self-destructing in every game that they did. So it's like right now, that should be their off-season focus, because right now that was an atrocious season. I did not like it. It was a two-step backward compared to taking two-step forward. So well, I know so far, yeah, we having issues with a lot of injuries, but the depth situation is what he needs to focus on if he wants to be remain as the head coach.
Forget all of that with Mike McDaniels. I mean, they're in a disaster space right now. And thank you, Ralph, for calling from North Carolina. The Dolphins are in a disaster space. Let's be real. The Dolphins are soft. Like, if you're going to have a football team out of Miami, people got to fear them. Nobody fears the Dolphins. I mean, their quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, is afraid of weather below 50 degrees. Unfortunately, the guy is concussed or has been concussed. I don't know. Count him four times in the NFL. Undocumented, probably more than that. And then you got a wide receiver in Tyreek Hill who wants out. Like, they got to put together a real team. Hickey, I don't want to say dirty, but they got to have, like, who's aggressive? Who on the Dolphins makes you go, oh, man, I got to watch out for that guy? They seem like a glamour team to me. And I'm sorry, a part of that is playing in Miami. The team is built for speed. They're not built to bruise. They're small. Offense deep. They're not a big beat-you-up team. They're not intimidating.
You should be the next head coach, James Harrison.
Oh, my
God.
That
guy will bring some toughness, some intimidation, some grit. I'll do a 180 because everything you said is spot on. They are soft.
Oh my God, James would he be allowed to coach? I could see him lifting a quarterback. I could see him grabbing Tua off of his feet and pinning him to the wall, saying, "Don't throw another interception." I could see that happening.
I could see him sacking Tua in practice to try to toughen him up and having him get injured. Yeah, maybe. James Harrison would definitely provide toughness. He also maybe hurt some of his own players in the process.
Yeah, we don't need Miami needs toughness, but James Harrison is a different level that I don't know if the NFL is ready for. That man was fine more than anybody. But maybe he could get Tyreek Hill together. 855-212-4227. A matter of fact, let's listen to Tyreek Hill. After the Dolphins lost to the Jets, Tyreek Hill said, I don't know if I want to be here. I think it might be time for me to leave Miami.
I just got to do what's best for me and my family, dog. If that's here or if that's wherever the case may be, man, I'm finna open that door for myself, dog. As I'm opening the door, like I'm out, bro. You know, so it was great playing here, but, you know, I, at the end of the day, bro, I got to do what's best for, you know, for my career and, you know, what's best. Because I'm too much of a competitor to be, you know, just...
Does that mean
it's out
about,
there.
Mean you thinking about leaving here?
If it is, hey,
Man, what a way to tank a team. Him and Jimmy Butler, they're just like, man, let me just get the hell up on out of here. It's a shame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I got to talk about somebody that people are always trying to fire. He's the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to tell you about Mike Tomlin. The phone lines are still open if you want to give me a holler. We have so much more to do, especially the end of the show. Take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We just had a couple of callers with a lot of opinions. Coaches who need to go, who need to stay, what's going to happen in the college football playoff. We talked about the upcoming NFL playoffs. And I gotta mention this. Out of all the talks and conversations we've had so far this show about coaches and who's going and coming and staying and who should coach the Jets and who should coach the Patriots and who should be here and be there, it's still crazy to me. On a Saturday evening, unfortunately for the Steelers, they lose their fourth straight game heading into the postseason. They're getting ready to take on the Ravens here. That people want to fire Mike Tomlin again. And I'm saying to myself, what's the shock and what's the surprise here? We knew that the Steelers at the end of the season, it was going to be tough for them to compete. If you look at the entire team, the depth is more so on the defense where they've been a little banged up. George Pickens has been out and been hurt throughout the course of their four-game losing streak. And outside of their losing streak, George Pickens is off the wall. You can't trust the guy. He's complaining. He's dropping passes. Everybody has to tell him to keep his head in the game. He's yelling and cursing with fans. Like, he acts like a child. He's immature. And he is their best player on offense, and they cannot even rely on him to do his job, which is to focus in strictly on the game. I think it's a testament to Mike Tomlin that this team, with an aging quarterback, with another quarterback who's limited in passing the ball, hello, Justin Fields, I think it's a credit to Mike Tomlin that they're even 10-7. And once again, everybody in Steeler Nation wants to fire the guy again. Like, give him a break. I think if you would take the majority of coaches and just dump them onto the Pittsburgh Steelers, the fans would be begging for Mike Tomlin to come back. It's not a Mike Tomlin issue. It's a talent issue. And unfortunately, just like a lot of other teams, if you don't got a quarterback, you ain't winning nothing. And the last time I checked, that Ben Roethlisberger guy, he gone. Ben Roethlisberger is sitting around doing podcasts. Hickey, what's that thing called? A footballing? They call his footballing, that's what it's called?
Footballing, yes, sir.
Footballing. He's doing podcasts. Ben Roethlisberger ain't playing no more. Give Mike Tomlin a break. I get it. You're disappointed. Find a QB first. And if you want to blame Omar Khan and you want to blame him for bringing in Kenny Pickett, and knock yourself out. I don't think even they looked at him and said, oh, man, he's going to change the world. Matter of fact, here, let's take a listen to Mike Tomlin, because obviously the Steelers aren't hot heading into the postseason. The Ravens are probably going to run them into the ground. And Mike Tomlin said, oh, of course, losing the game was frustrating.
It's disappointing because we play and play to win, but it's neither here nor there. We're in the single elimination tournament now, and so we better turn our attention toward playing good football and better than we have, particularly in recent weeks.
Take it easy, folks. Sometimes you don't know what you got until it's gone. It's as simple as that. You don't know what you got till it's gone. And so if everybody wants to fire Mike Tomlin, everybody's open for criticism. I'm not going to tell you that Mike Tomlin is a perfect coach. The man can only coach who he has out there. And I think out of coaches in the league, especially you think about limited offenses and teams that just punch you in the mouth, he gets the most out of what he has. 18 years, 15 winning seasons. Has yet to have a season below 500. All those other years, those 15 out of 18, those other three, he was 500. Don't look the gift horse in the mouth. Hickey, this is like a bad analogy. Yeah, bad analogy. Hey, how about this one? This one is okay. This is like somebody who says, I'm going to divorce my wife because I'm going to get me a new young girlfriend. And then a new young girlfriend doesn't want you, and now you don't got a wife or a girlfriend, right?
That's a good one. I like that. You don't know what you got till it's gone. Grass ain't always greener on the other side.
It's not. Not at all. Just get a quarterback. Let Mike Tomlin get himself a QB, and then come talk to me. This guy's playing with, well, he's playing with the aging carcass of Russell Wilson. And then also a wide receiver who just has the temperament of a toddler. I'm sorry. This guy had the temperament of a toddler when he was at Georgia here playing for the Bulldogs, and he hasn't improved since he's been in the NFL. Unfortunate. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Mike is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
What's up, JR? Are you doing all right?
I am absolutely amazing. How are you? What's up?
Yeah, man, just hoping you had a wonderful New Year's and all that stuff. I want to give a shout-out to Hickey, man, because when you're out, wherever the hell you're at, man, I don't know if you go to, like, Egypt or wherever, man.
Egypt.
Hickey and your guys, man, they do a fabulous job, man.
Well, he's awesome. Everybody's awesome here. Thank you.
All right, and I got some college football stuff, but you're talking about the Mike Tomlin thing. Hell no, man, you don't fire Mike Tomlin, man. The amount of playoff positions he's been in several years. George Pickens, yes, he was immature all the way down south, down here in Georgia, man. And, you know, he just had the tools that helped him succeed through that. I don't think that's the problem. You know, if you put, like, Michael Penix or you put a Bo Nix in quarterback in Pittsburgh, then you might have a different situation. Just like you said, you know, you got Russell Wilson who's, yeah, you know, I mean, he's doing the best he can out there. But, I mean, like, they just pulled Justin Fields in for, you know, the Milroe play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just
he wasn't going to throw the ball downfield consistently. And when it worked, everybody's like, oh, okay, this is great. And then when Pickens went down, it's like, oh, this is terrible. You can't be wishy-washy. And I'm not saying all Steeler fans are wishy-washy, but I can't tell you. I haven't been up to Pittsburgh in about 2 years. But when I was going, people were just like, oh, we got to fire this guy. And I'm like, you know how good you got it? And
I mean, like, the consecutive wins and the consecutive playoff prob, you know, that they've been in. I mean, I don't even want to hear that, man. That's kind of stupid. But anyway.
What else you got?
All right,
yeah,
so
please.
My question was, how do you feel about SMU and Indiana in the playoffs?
Oh,
and
my God.
What do you?
Wait. Well, you're not serious, are you?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, I just wanted to see what you thought, man.
Man, I did not sit down and, man, are you kidding me? Did you hear me talk about SMU? Let's talk about SMU next year.
All right. Okay. All right.
Let me know when they make the Final Four. Okay.
All right, what do you think about the next matchups that are coming up? All right, and the conference championships. All right, so do you think that the conference championships should get a bye, or do you think the conference champions should play that first week instead of, you know, letting them get that bye because all four of them dropped out, right?
Yeah, everybody bye took an L. But this is the first.
Right.
This is the first year. I'm not going to go all crazy and just go, oh, the bye doesn't mean anything. I got no problem with that. I have more of an issue when you got a team like Boise State, who is not as good as some of the other teams. They just automatically get one because we need a group of five representative. I'd rather the teams just be seeded out and just go from there. We don't need all this. I don't want to call it a handout, but here's also the reality. There's less complaining, I guess, unless you're Lane Kiffin and you got to find something to complain about. You got going to, man. Just get off. Tell that man to get off of Twitter. We got 12 spots. Take 12 spots. Come on. We just graduated from four. So everybody needs to stop their belly aching and stop complaining. Man, just go play. That's why I'm not interested. You're not the guy who kept calling me about SMU all year. That wasn't you, right?
Man, hell no. I'm from Birmingham, man. I ain't calling you about SMU.
Okay, I don't know. There was a guy he wasn't from Dallas, and he was calling me about SMU going all the way to the championship. And I'm like, man, get out of my face.
No, man, I'm a Bama fan. No, I ain't calling you about SMU. Okay. What do you think about the lower ranked teams in the playoffs taking home field advantage over the conference championship?
Well, that's why I think the seedings are ridiculous, and I hope it's something that gets adjusted. We spoke to Emory Hunt about this earlier in the show. He actually believes that they should boost the move from 12 teams up to 16. Now, am I a fan of that? No, not really. But me neither, man. The more the merrier. Let people go out there and win or lose, and then they got less to complain about, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I appreciate it, thank you, Mike. Man. Yeah, all right, take it easy. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Alabama. 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to get into a few things that took place this day in sports history, and then we're going to get ready to roll out. But before we do it, hey, Marco Belletti, Happy New Year, man. You good?
Same to you, JR. I haven't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while. What happened?
I took a little bit of time off, and then apparently when I came back, you were gone.
Okay. Well, now I'm back. Now we're back.
See, here it is. New Year.
It's amazing. Everybody's back. Gang is back together.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, it is so good. So good to be back. And one day. Damn it. Hickey, how long was that? Was I going 2 weeks? And I was going more than 2 weeks, right? 2.5 weeks, something like that? I don't know.
2 weeks, but who's counting?
Who's counting? Time flies. Back. Good to be back. What did you do besides just watch football? You do anything fun?
My girlfriend and I went skiing for a few days in Vermont. That was pretty fun.
That's love. Was it pretty? Was there snow up there? Like, what's the deal?
There was snow. It did not rain, thankfully, which it actually rained the day we were leaving. We left early, so that was good. It was a little warmer, foggy, but the conditions were pretty good. Big mountain, so a lot of time skiing, not a lot of long lines. Pretty good weekend.
Yeah, man, I'm happy. You came back safe. That's good. No, nothing broken, right? You didn't fall?
I'm in one piece. No falling.
Good to hear. I'm so happy. Hickey, I'm happy for you. I just sat around and I watched football, hung out in that bowl of Cheez-Its, had a couple beers and more beer, and that's it, and feel good. I feel great.
That sounds like the ideal vacation.
It does, right? I didn't go down a mountain. Just me and me and Cheez-Its. But that's in the past. That was in 2024. And you know what? If you're new to the show, and thank you, shout outs to everybody who checked out the stream. And everybody's still checking out the stream. We'll be back tomorrow in time. We're going to continue to refine things. But all things considered, Hickey, I think the stream looks good for a first day, right?
I would agree. We got it up and running. No glitches. I would say so far successful day number one.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. Let's go back in time. If you're new to the show, this is when we take a look at a lot of things that took place this day in sports history. So we are not going to waste any more time. Let's go ahead and get to it. What's today? January 6th, 2025. Let's go back in time.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, it's time to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. What's today? January 6th, Yeah, the year is 2025. Let's go back in time. Oh, my God. Wow. Damn, almost 40 years ago. Hey, 1985. Dan Marino, he helped lead the Dolphins to the Super Bowl as they beat the Steelers on this day, 45-28. Marino, 421 yards to go along with four touchdowns. Let's take a listen to some of these amazing highlights, courtesy of the NFL.
For Miami, the 45-28 victory was their 16th in 18 games this season and their fifth straight win in the same number of championship games. Because of a young quarterback who continues to rise to every possible occasion, the Dolphins are the champions of the AFC and will play in their fifth Super Bowl in a dream match made in heaven.
I love the classic NFL music. Makes me want to play football, put on a starter jacket. Anyway, yeah, that young quarterback, Dan Marino, yeah, he was young for a little while. He never went back to another Super Bowl. Lost to the 49ers, 38-16, and one of the greatest QBs of all time. And that was all she wrote when it came down to a Super Bowl for Mr. Marino. January 6th, 1994. This really sucks. You might remember this. Nancy Kerrigan was attacked. And she was set up by Tonya Harding and her husband, another guy, Shane Stant, clocked her in the leg. This is some terrible news. You might remember this. Hey, CBS will tell you about it.
January 6th, 1994, 25 years ago today, the day the genteel sport of figure skating became a media circus. For that was the day an assailant clubbed Nancy Kerrigan on the leg as she left the ice after practice at the U.S. Olympic trials in Detroit.
Someone was running by me and he just like whacked me with this long black like stick.
The attack plunged Kerrigan's Olympic dreams into doubt and focused suspicion on rival skater Tonya Harding.
Oh, man. Yeah. And Tonya Harding, she got banned. Okay. She got banned. Hickey, we can't do that, right? We can't do that with a, never mind, right? Let's just say, Hickey, say we
no,
can't do that.
No, we would never do that, and we definitely could not do that.
And why would we want to do that to somebody in media? Like, nobody, right?
Exactly
nobody,
right.
I don't want to hit nobody.
Never.
Violence is not the answer. Anyway, January 6th, 2014. How about this? Speaking of national championships, Florida State beats Auburn in the BCS National Championship game. The Seminoles went out there. Jameis Winston connected with Kelvin Benjamin. Yeah, the big fat wide receiver. He got fatter as the years went on. But anyway, he won a national championship. Listen to this.
From the 2-yard line with a timeout, you wonder if Jimbo would go ahead and run it. He's put Winston up under center. No, throw it. End zone, jump ball. Touchdown. You know who he went for, number one. Benjamin.
Yeah, good for them winning a national champion. And good for Jimbo, too. Good for all of them. Jameis, that's the highlight of his football career. Hickey, am I wrong there? That is the highlight of his football career, right? Right?
That or playing in the snow. He seemed very happy a few weeks ago of playing in the snow in Cleveland on that Thursday night game. But I would still probably say this takes the cake.
Did the Lord deliver him from interceptions?
On that throw that night, yes. Since he's probably paying for that.
He's like, oh, I hope the Lord delivers me from throwing interception. I'm like, man. And, you know, Kelvin Bent, what is he doing, Hickey? Is he making burgers somewhere? What's he doing?
It may have been somebody else. Was he trying out for, like, basketball at one point recently?
Oh, no. He was too fat in the NFL. How are you going to play basketball?
I mean, he was tall. I don't. And
he was tall, and then he got fat.
Yeah. The Giants, remember, cut him pretty bad. Like, he was pretty fat.
Man, there's some guys, maybe that's why. There's some guys who are just like, why didn't he work? I'm looking at it now. First year in the NFL, 1,000 yards receiving, 9 touchdowns. And every year, he just got worse. Wow. Yeah, that's right. He was on Buffalo, too. He got fatter and fatter and fatter, man. Whatever. Anyway, some people just don't like money, I guess. Hickey, I could be in shape if it was going to make me some money. How about that? Anyway. Listen, folks, it's been fun to be back. And those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. That was nice, except for Tonya Harding getting clocked in the leg. That's not so nice. Listen, it's been a fun show. I want to give a big thank you to Emery Hunt. Emery Hunt came through and joined us from CBS Sports HQ and Football Game Plan. Jordan DeJohnny joined us from CBS Sports to talk some NFL. Of course, as we get closer to Thursday, we're going to talk more college football and their playoff. Friday, you can expect a whole lot more NFL talk. And then we got the recap. This is going to be a lot of football this week. No disrespect to Victor Wembanyama, but in the words of Mike Tomlin, for a couple of days, we do not care. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, where can they find you, man?
Ryan underscore Hickey and the number 3.
And we will be back with you tomorrow again at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Once again, thank you to everybody who joined us on the new live stream on YouTube. We'll be back tomorrow. All you got to do, go to Infinity Sports Network on YouTube, and you can watch the live stream. If you're listening, thank you. You can listen everywhere. Free Odyssey app all over the place. As a matter of fact, hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app, and you won't miss a minute or a second. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. But don't move. Don't go anywhere on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Y'all be safe. Be smooth, be cool, and be well. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. It's over. Peace. Thank you, Hickey.